Gawe danda jena chubara isho idama guru rana madela gwaniya daya me sangha jaya jena jaya jana ma chanyo padu dhani shinsu che dhani chujur jibya sonam Ola vince sanje dhubara sho sanje jeda suje chanam la chanchu pradu dhani shasu je dhagi chujur jive sanam Ola vince sanje dhubara sho sanje jeda suje chanam la chanchu pradu dhani shasu je Dāgī chūjū jīvē sōnōm jī Dōlā pēcē sāngjī rūpārāyō
Mōn lāsū, māshī nāngī tātānyā mī sāngjī tāngjī jī tēndō Tōchā lā nā mē bā yāndā bā dzōbī sāngjī jī kumbā rā mā jīgī nā jī tāpura shāgū Tē tāpura shāvī chē tō Tāmbī chūyā rā mā jī sēnyā mī kūnā mā sāngjū jī sēm jī Sēyā sēmbē gōnyā sēm bā rā kī
We must strive to accomplish complete enlightened state for the sake of liberating infinite, kind, mother sentient beings. It's for that reason we should cultivate the altruistic motivation or what we call bodhicitta motivation. With that kind of motivation, we should all participate in this teaching.
Mona, Tangaranzu, any Tomaloka, Tri Dugubi, Junsin Takaris, and Tati, Junsin Tabe, Tayakushevris.
I think we must all understand well one of the reasons. Why we need to receive or listen to Dharma teaching or spiritual teaching.
Ana tak ti karne sena ngaran so ge ne ta deje dile ani tu ta ne dewa dewan de dungi chan me ta ni ki chamon ki war bas
In a very basic sense, deep down in all of our minds, we and others are all same in that we always want happiness and we don't want any suffering and problem. So where should we looking for in terms of fulfilling happiness that we are seeking and preventing or getting rid of suffering that we do not want? Mm. And when we ask those questions to ourselves, where do we find answer, then we have to come back to look inside our own mind.
Ta rang debo de shibun debo teyang sem ji thoni yong gu gar.
So when we say that we all seek happiness, again that you know, seeking happiness has to be found in our own state of mind. It's basically in our mind we have this wish, you know, for
happiness.
And then when we say that we don't want any kind of problem or suffering, again, we have to look inside our mind to understand that we have this wish, you know, not to have any kind of problem and suffering. So basically, the wishes or the aspirations that we all share, we all, meaning both self and others, are just the same And to understand that, to recognize that we have to look in our own state of mind.
That's same to me. So what do you know? They are same to us. Shitani pe same to show what's a motto. And around the same to me showing, but the Masana that Pento Yung Maris.
So again, I remind you and all of ourselves to understand that we are not making a theoretical proposition here that, okay, seeking happiness and not wanting suffering, these are all found in a state of mind, as if the state of mind is something abstract. We have nothing to do with it personally, so to speak. That has no personal relevance. As a matter of fact, as I always emphasize here, that we have to, we have to look inside our own state of mind and understand that each of us, as a person, as an individual, as a sentient being, has this wish for happiness. And we don't wish for suffering. So these are not theoretical propositions in an abstract world, but these are what we really feel inside in our own state of mind. And that's very important to be recognized and to be understood.
That and devata dungishi.
Also, when we say that, we not only seek happiness, but we also want to experience, happiness. Not only that we don't wish for suffering, but we don't like the experience of suffering. And so which means basically we have to look in our own state of mind. And now the question that arises is, okay, does that mean that it is one state of mind that produces the happiness that we are seeking, or experiences the happiness that we are seeking, and experiences the suffering that we do not wish for? Now the answer to that question is no. It's not the same, state of mind that brings us happiness and suffering.
So that thing you better keep in mind. Marang sama log jil, ane same gawat na magigaw lumatin sin do sin ta same sum do sin marang sa jil yore susu jil.
So in order to understand the points which I've just highlighted, we need to recognize that within each of us, categorically speaking, we could experience three states of mind, if you will. There is what we call a positive state of mind or virtuous state of mind. And then there is a negative state of mind or non-virtuous state of mind. And then there is a state of mind which is we call neutral, in the sense that it is neither positive nor negative. So each of us experiences or could experience these three different types of mind.
That wrong Julie the same lumatin said give me the kaya mind pe same lumatin ti ene ran debo the chivo yata zoya ta niba yomaris.
Now, if we are in what we call an unspecified state of mind or neutral state of mind, unspecified is a literal translation of the Tibetan term lumaden. So what that really means is that we are in a state of mind that is neither positive nor negative. So while in that state of mind, does not have the ability to bring us either happiness or suffering.
Ta ting janita rale ne dungita ta dungita le luch dungi sem dungi yin she ta ting kan ru kan de yin ne ya ane rang ke jule ye pe ane sem ta mege wati ane che ti lesa mege wi change lesa ne te rang nombres.
Now, when we encounter and experience problems and suffering, These are causally related with our negative state of mind. And if you ask how's that, like when our mind is in a negative state, is in a non-virtuous state, being in that non-virtuous state, we are creating negative karma, and it also influences us to create negative karmas, karmic actions, and these negative karmic actions produce or bring us problems and suffering. So that is the causal connection or the link between negative state of mind and suffering.
Simta gewe simti gewe simti ani che tati ani le zambu chi sahu yaris le zambu sa ni le zambu te nami dalta ran yi don wa chi ta te dewa chi lu ta sem dewa chi te lu yaris.
So our physical discomfort and physical unhappiness, our mental discomfort and unhappiness are the results of negative karmic actions that we ourselves create and accumulate, which are related to, causally related to our negative state of mind. And in contrast, whatever physical comfort and happiness that we experience, and whatever mental comfort and happiness we experience, these are the results of positive karmic actions that we ourselves create and accumulate, which are causally related with our own positive state of mind.
Sonja ta ngaran chhamma loke sem madhivate dewa ki shegu yores sem madhivata megevi semte pa meba zene ti lo shol ta gevi semu di chupa jinga bad zogu yores.
So now we look at these three different types of mind and how our positive state of mind is causally related with happiness through, if you will, the medium of positive karmic actions, and how our negative state of mind is causally related with suffering, and that is mediated by our negative karmic actions. The lesson we need to take from this, if you ask, is that we need to, what we call, discipline our mind, or we need to train our mind. So training our mind, or disciplining our mind, or subduing our mind, or taming our mind, all those words we use come to the same thing. What does it mean is that we need to transform our negative state of mind into positive. In other words, we prevent arisal of negative state of mind. We want to abandon negative states of mind, and we want to produce or create positive states of mind, and we want to enhance them. So that whole thing, abandoning negative state of mind and cultivating positive state of mind, all of those things are part and parcel of mental discipline or mind training or taming our mind.
Well, that in this one, that I've done the headed to work. And each of the children to Sumba Tayante, Rang Sen Mayuva to Huey Chet, and Maduva to each head of Maras of Song number is.
Relating to that, as we often say, that Shakyamuni Buddha, our historical teacher, has taught as many as 84,000 discourses to suit the needs and dispositions and capacities of different beings. But the purpose behind all these extensive discourses that Buddha has given is to help us, help us to pacify the unpacified state of mind that we have, or in other words, to make our unpeaceful mind into peaceful mind, state of mind, and to subdue our unsubdued, unruly state of mind.
So, ta ngaran sama loke kyo nyane se goya te kanji ta rang jule yobe sem maduwa te toya kcheta ma yobe kyo kcheta ta imba te zan san tangne nyabanda kyo dugu duwas.
So as spiritual practitioners, or those who are interested in spiritual practice, Dharma practice, we must always keep in our mind and remind ourselves that the very purpose of our study and practice of Dharma, spirituality, is to bring about that inner transformation, to make our unpacified mind into pacified state of mind, or make our unpeaceful mind into peaceful state of mind, and to make our unsubdued mind into subdued state of mind. Now that is the purpose of our study and practice of Dharma. So as we embrace Dharma or spirituality, it's really, really important for us to apply ourselves sincerely into the study and practice of Dharma, so that you know, Dharma does not become kind of some lip service. Dharma, it's not a lip practice. Dharma. You know, by that what we mean is that by through the study and practice of Dharma, we try to bring inner transformation, positive changes within our own state of mind. That by practicing Dharma, cultivating spirituality in our mind, that we are creating causes for peace and happiness, and we are you know, counteracting causes of you know, problems and suffering.
No. Rank dujugu chue tata rank sem nimbote social machine bashin pe nyamde shota dreba kishe gugu yoris.
It is of utmost importance and you know you know, essential that we do not have disparity between our own state of mind and spirituality or Dharma. In other words, there should not be a gap between Dharma, spirituality, and our own state of mind. You know, as we say, we are practicing Dharma, we are studying Dharma, as if what we are doing and you know, our state of mind are not in accord with each other. Then there is a disparity, there is a gap. We say we are doing something, or we feel like we are doing something, but still there is a gap between our state of mind and what we do. There should not be that gap or disparity. We have to see that our mind, you know, merges. It becomes one with spirituality or Dharma.
Lo chosen rova singular ranga sent the chosen rova singulars, two lam rova singular, long a pachinga of singulars, and those tradition in those in the Tutag and Telika and Gomaking artists.
Because of the importance and essentiality of these things, which I have just very briefly laid out and explained to you, our lineage masters, you know, they have, you know, said this kind of prayers to their, you know, the lineage masters. Oh, bless me so that I'm able to direct my mind into Dharma or spirituality, which means that we are able to, you know, how to say, reduce the gap or disparity between our state of mind and Dharma, that our mind is really, is involved, is one with Dharma. And then they also pray that bless me and me and others so that we are able to succeed in cultivating Dharma as spiritual path in our own state of mind. Bless me and others so that we are able to overcome obstacles and interruptions on our way to be able to bring our spiritual path to the fruition state. See, so they make all these wonderful aspirational prayers, you know, for the reasons that I just laid out, that we need to, how to say, you know, we need to do away with disparity between our state of mind and what we say and what we do, and in other words, no gap between our mind and Dharma.
ཁྱི ཕྱད མམ གསྲ 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 གསྲ
many of you who have been long students of Dharma have heard this very insightful and inspiring story, which is recorded in the Lamrim treatises. At one time, when Domtenpa was at his seed monastery called Ratting Monastery, and he observed a Tibetan, who felt that while everybody around him was doing some kind of practice, they were either, you know, circumambulating, that means they are going around the temples and monasteries, or they are reciting something, or they're doing meditation, and he observes all this. So he felt like, okay, I need to do, you know, something that people are doing, otherwise he felt like he was not part of the whole community or society. So he wanted to be a, you know, social person. He wanted to do what others are doing. So one day, he went to circumambulate to go around a stupa.
And I think that Ramdi Jayanjuni Kuranga, and it does somebody change your son's at that, and he.
So Domtenpa observed this man, and Domtenpa could see through his mind, you know, and so Domtenpa went to him and said, oh, it's very nice that you are, you know, doing koras, means going round the stupa, circumambulating, but don't you think it's better to do a practice?
Practice Dhamma, only.
No.
And then? Tako dani korako da ta chue rege me have resam and those in chue lon there that they lon be so lon there.
So then Domtenpa said, don't you think it's better to practice? Of course, practice in this context means cultivating or practicing Dharma. So then he thought, oh, maybe just doing circumambulations is not really considered Dharma practice. Well, maybe I should change it. So then next day, you know, he sat in a corner of a temple, and then he started reading the Dharma scriptures, as if he thought reading the Dharma scriptures, now that is a practice. And again, Domtenpa came to him, and he found this man, reading Dharma scriptures. Then he said, sir, the Cho is the Tibetan expression respect, which means master or sir. He said, oh, sir, it's really nice you are reading scriptures, but don't you think it's better to do a practice?
Then, when I thought the curing me with that, Gom de Jagur Samteko, Kral Naloka, sometimes he done everything, and me soon to pay me in that Gom Jovenation, the Totos in that day.
So then he thought, okay, I think reading scriptures is really not considered Dharma practice. So, okay, now I think the next thing that's left for me to do is to meditation. Because he see people sitting in a nice meditational postures with their eyes kind of closed down, and he said, okay, that's what practice is. So one day he found himself a corner of the temple, and then he sat in a meditational posture with eyes closed and looks like he's a good meditator, but nothing in his mind to think about. His mind is empty, you know, because he has not much learning about Dharma.
And then, okay,
And And again, Ramdamba saw him in meditation posture at least, and he said, "Oh, sir, it's really nice you're doing meditation, but don't you really like to do practice, you know?"
Da kurange kurange se chamal jone noel kande shuya mai chue nan chue kande se ngel ni shuna ma kan nang ge ko shuya mai song se ta thamal de kurange se kang jone anta nei kundil chi se ta chue kande se gur se ta ane kande shuya.
So then he was amazed by this question from Domtemba. And because basically he exhausted his all options of what he thought would be Dharma practice. You know, he did circumambulations, he read the scriptures, you know, he sat in meditation, now he ran out of his options, right? I mean, he could have gone from the beginning to ask for some advice, which he didn't. You know, he just tried on his own, all his options, and now being exhausted with all his options, now he decided to ask for
some advice from Domtemba. And that Kong and it,
so when he sought advice from Domtemba, Domtemba said, "You need to renounce this life." So by that statement, Domtemba of course did not advise him to go and commit suicide. You know, he didn't mean like, okay, kill yourself. This life is not worth to live. He didn't say that. What he really meant, you need to renounce this world, meaning that we need to renounce, our worldly, attachment and, our attachment and clinging to worldly activities. So basically, Domtemba was saying, consider the interest of this lifetime less important, and you should attach more importance to the well-being of future lives. So now relating this to ourselves, personally, as we engage in spirituality or Dharma, if we attach more importance to the well-being of future lives, and see that what we practice is not has nothing to do with eight worldly concerns, eight worldly dharmas, then at least what we practice, if we seek the well-being of the future lives, and we see that our practice is not marred by eight worldly concerns or attitudes, then at least what we practice becomes a spiritual practice, or what we call Dharma practice. So with that much, we have at least, we could categorize in some sense, in a very liberal way, looking at the Lamrim, we can categorize ourselves as being a practitioner of the initial level, practice, or the small scope practice.
That is a mazik. Then, calling in June Shin is that calling in June Shin, then Korea Nelly Tabby Tug, Tug, Lucian, in June Samba, give him a decision. Auntie, that rang true to someone of Tabby, Tabatoy and Jill.
Now we expand our way of thinking and motivation beyond that limit, which I just explained, that we are not only seeking the well-being of future lives here in samsara, but as a matter of fact, we want to get out of samsara. You know, we don't want to have anything to do with samsara. So we cultivate aversion to samsara and its misery, and we are basically finding ways or means or methods with which we can free ourselves from state of samsaric existence.
Ona ta tele lang ma shen se ma ge sin ge ta ra dung ge na su le sam ne sin ge yin ya de ta bi de dung ge san ju ma sha ta ani ko ne na nyong ge ta sam ta ni 다 데리 안에 산주도 샘시에네 세단지 산지 사람 거야 그 체도 당하랑 그 에네 저거를 두베이나 아 생이지 된데 산지 공부터야 계속 후회베이나 딱 끊어 내 땅베이나 나 제비 김비 줄 최고 차고였다.
So with that kind of motivation that we want to do nothing with samsara, we want to get out of samsara, and with that kind of a motivation, when we pursue means and methods to free ourselves from samsara or cyclical existence, then we are, you see, practicing what we call the intermediate level spiritual practice or the middle scope practice. Now we want to kind of transcend that level of motivation practice, and we not all this. We are not really now preoccupied with our own interest, but we are really, how should I say, universally concerned with all sentient beings. We see that both ourselves and all sentient beings are caught up in all kinds of problems and suffering in samsara. And so we would like to seek complete enlightened state in order to benefit all sentient beings. And for that reason, we cultivate bodhicitta, or the altruistic motivation. And with that kind of motivation, we engage in any kind of spiritual action or practice. We dedicate our merit gained from our action and practice to achieve enlightened state for the benefit of all sentient beings. With that state of mind, motivation, and the way we engage in the practice, all of this constitute what we call practice of advanced level practitioner. In other words, the advanced scope practice.
What do you say if you have run the same day, run the same day, and at Madhu, what do you say? Do I share the indication which you but that?
So going back to our basic premise is that, you know, the sole purpose of you know, studying and cultivating and practice Dharma is to subdue our unsubdued mind, to make our unpeaceful, unspecified, unpacified mind into peaceful state of mind.
Hola, ta kasing hema ta tering ti tarang ti hoke ding e tarang ngaju chamalo, ane hema thoe nyuke ding zole tenso tong e shi, ane sabo ding zole ta sabo thoe e shi ni. Chu dutan ti shabu shabu, chu se dubi tenda ti chu dugu guya ke tenda ting e wadi shigu e shi, na ti shigu e shi.
So those are my kind of a prelude to returning to that this wonderful text called Advice from Kadamba Geshe's. And as I often do that, so that I share such thoughts with two motivations to serve as a reminder for those of you who have you know, heard this many times before. You are long-time students of Dharma, practitioners of Dharma, and this might serve a different purpose for the people who are new to this Dharma. So if they want to know what does practicing mean, what is the purpose of Dharma practice, you know, what is the sole reason and purpose behind our study and practice of Dharma, then it's very important to understand what I just explained, that there is no other purpose besides disciplining our mind, bringing inner transformation in our state of mind. So with those words, I would like to return to where we left off in this wonderful text called A Miscellaneous Collection of Kadamba Geshe's Personal Advices.
Well, that's how you must mention it. And then, don't you join you in Kunduli Chani? And then, don't you churral and that like you in a Joji Pandin. The bank,
Just to remind you what we were dealing with last in a week, that two cousins they approached Great Master Domtenpa, and then told him that just like all the great assembly of monks here, they have also come to see complete enlightened state. And because Domtenpa has received all the teachings from the great Indian master Atisha, whose complete name is Dipankar Shirjan Atisha, and how to reach enlightened state, so they request to Domtenpa, please, without holding anything back, kindly to give, transmit, to teach us the ways to reach complete enlightened state, just as you have received them from great Atisha.
That is any great ambitions, because any land manka na batele, any tambo chewa mata pata le jundre mando gomsi ka nang ta ay tambo deshe. So that chewa mata pa gomsi di kasa ngeji few imbas few sarres.
So Domtenpa, in response to their question and request, said, yes, first one should meditate many times on death and impermanence and law of karmic action and results. So I believe that last week we talked about meditating on death and impermanence involve. So I talked a little bit about a particular kind of meditation on the death and impermanence of life.
Ta meta patan le jundre mando gums. So in ta kasi mando gums de chani pe nyowa masen ju patu gums kanang yoris.
So we look carefully at the wordings of great Domtenpa. He says, meditate many times, literally translating, mangtukom, many times on death and impermanence and law of karmic action and results. So what does many times really mean here? Many times, it's less to do with, the accounting or the statistics here, but it's more to do with, in a substantive sense, that we meditate on these things until we really develop, these deep experiences into these spiritual matters or the issues or the facts of life, so that our meditation is really impacting positively on our state of mind. That's what it meant by meditating many times on such topics.
Ta metaba gonsi kasi ngi fisar tinsun ta lende mando gonsi ta lende gondan di sheba sene lende ge ane nangya tada rangyu lete nyoma masanji bada gonsi ka nang ta tan di hui masi.
So there are two parts to it, meditate on death and impermanence of life and meditate many times on the law of karmic action and its results. Of course, it's very important for us to educate ourselves about, karmic actions and results, and then we have to, we have to think about them, we have to meditate on them until we find some experience into these matters.
Ta le se ta le ta le jundre se le jundre zuka na gi san ta le ta ta ju cha gyo de je bu ta gi di kare na mi na mi gi dong wa ta ma wa kare na chi cha gyo ta le ta le gewa gewe le ta me gi le ni se do si ale san pang re.
So we have to understand causal relationship between karma or karmic actions, le in Tibetan, and their outcomes or results, debu. So as I was explained a little bit earlier, that we could broadly think in terms of two types of karma. There's a positive karma, which brings positive outcome or result, and then there's negative karma or negative karmas, which bring negative outcomes.
Sonja ta lende khasing mata ba de kigware lende gomdi tsane ta ha se pe ta kar se go ta sem ti ki ba shin ta gomte mare kare se na ko che ba shin ni ti yim bi jun se ta tende shin ta che ba shin ni gom go res yo che gom ta yo gom ni na ne 제금 세주야 마 당분 좀 그래서 당부 제금 세고래 아니 디탈 아니 조금 세고래.
As I explained last week, relating to death and dying and impermanence of life, when we do meditation here, there are two types of meditation that one could do. One is called analytical meditation, in Tibetan, Chekum, and then there is single-pointed meditation or placement meditation called Jogum. Of these two types of meditation, initially, or especially at the beginning, we need to do analytical meditation on such topics. So in the case of law of karmic actions and the results and their causal relationship, first we really need to do analytical meditation. We cannot simply focus our mind on them and single-pointedly. We need to understand how certain karmic actions are causally related to certain outcomes or results, and why. So we need to really think a lot of, do a lot of analysis, if you will, reasoning and thinking through, and that kind of process involves analytical meditation. So once we do analytical meditation, at the end of our analytical meditation, we could do what is called placement or single-pointed meditation on the such topics.
So that lesser than any didik leni shene didik leni buti ane drebo tala ta na na mi yidong at mama ni but ale do sihen do sampang.
Okay, let's keep some of the basic things in mind that when we talk about karma or karmic actions, there are two types, broadly, you know, we can think of two types here, positive karmas and negative karmas. Positive karmas bring pleasant outcomes or results, and negative karmas bring unpleasant outcomes or results.
So, the darling, those in thinking of Japan were simply, you know, and then we give a tribute. Megiwe chuo ta chame ba ngabo te ane ta le ta megiwe le chago sheva ta megiwe le chago res.
So if one is wondering what are negative karmas and need some examples, so then we all the what we call negative actions of body, speech, and mind. We often talk about 10 negative karmas of body, speech, and mind. So those are examples of negative karmas, as well as the 5 heinous crimes of boundless negativities, such as killing one's mom and dad. So all of these are examples of negative karmic actions.
Resource tan drebetel an ta dunghe nyoj nyoj taris dunghe nyoj dunghe sum dungas dwi dunghe ane chawan dji ji dunghe ta kare dunghe ji dunghe ta le sum.
So when we do any of these negative karmic actions or other negative karmic actions, what kind of outcome we will have, if as we will have all kinds of suffering. Suffering can be broadly categorized into 3 types. There is a suffering of suffering, or suffering of misery. There is the suffering of change, and then there is pervasive suffering. And all these different types of suffering are the outcomes or the results of negative karmas.
Some have a poma. Poem, poem, send that poem, the any a diet, loss of that, give it a chagrin.
Now, when we abandon the negative actions of body, spirit, and mind, and the 5 heinous crimes, then which are the opposites of negativities, these are the examples of positive karmas.
Tati ale yetile magyu bashene ta tisina nyimu thome gonre da nyimu thome gon yetile magyu na tatile gevi le chayu ti namitile yidonga ane debo de kibu ne ta tene yungu yakes.
So by understanding the faults of negativities when we decide, when we commit ourselves, when we don't engage in any of those, so not engaging in negativities, understanding what is wrong with them, involving with them, that would be positive karmic actions.
So that the lecture case in karma is an ingrato delegate and tribus in the lecture case delegate. Karma se tema to le tema to debu khege me ham gud ina ta to kobres.
So of course karma is a Sanskrit term, and in Tibetan we call it le, and in Tibetan we often make it very clear. We talk about lende, le junde means le as in karma, q as in cause, and debu as in outcome of result. So which means basically as soon as we hear the term le or karma, we should be able to bring to our mind that karma is causally related with its outcomes.
Ta lende gomde chan ta ali tamun de sta tene che asandhita ta ti thol ane tan doli sung yores le maje patan me che ese ta tengo sam thong yores rang ge me ge le kari ki kari na sa mas rang mas na ti na mi te dungye ta deva kanu ki ta rang myung mares.
In sutras, there are important statements made about, definitive statements, I should say, made about law of karmic actions and results. It is said that if we do not create and accumulate certain karmic actions, we will never experience their results. Now, this is a definitive statement about good and bad karmic actions. In other words, that if we never create and accumulate positive karmic actions, we cannot expect to experience positive outcomes from such actions. If we do not create any negative karmic actions, then we really do not have to worry about experiencing negative outcomes of these karmas, because that is a definite thing about karma. So that's important, major aspect of karma, if you will, that we will not experience the results of karmas, both good and bad, that we have not created.
No, no. When that's kakik samgyare, when the rank any pipinja ta, pama pinja ta, taka na itende imi yeje, lej na mi te rano koya ki yobi jis, so that yago marite, ndigya marite.
Because I think some people might be worrying, like, oh my, I should say, am I going to suffer for all the, karmas that my family members are creating, or my friends are creating, or members of my community are creating? The point to be understood here is that we do not experience the results of karmic actions of other people.
Sometimes people are younger, see, younger, carries in the late Sadhusani.
Of course, sometimes we do experience the kind of outcome of a karma that we all share in a family or in a community. That's basically because we all might have accumulated that karma collectively. So that's like a collective karma that we created long time ago, and now it brings its results. So therefore, as that result comes out, we also experience that along with the other, other people who have created the same karma.
Hola. Ta le maje pata mete pe pe tala anda ka do ni ka nang ye jindo sin ta lam rung nal ti do was.
So of course, we find a lot of examples given in sutras to illustrate this definitive aspects of karma. The one I just mentioned is, if we do not create certain karmic actions, we do not experience their results. An example is given to illustrate this point, which we also find, which is from the sutra, but we also find it in Lamrim.
That day, Ganesha, who and the Dajak Tamba headed over here, you recall, and a Jebus Sages in Shon, that Jebus Sage Mark, and a Rick Shakti Ricks in that Dajak Tamba headed over Queen Juice Namita, Ricky Barry. Chetan Shakti Jebu saje ge ma ge xiang zhang mang bu ji sian lu ge ya. Su zai gun ge wo ge ni dan yu de ma xie zhe ya jun ni. Dan di jebu saje ge ma ge ni xiang zhang mang bu sian ta ten zu ji xie ruo na si. An lu xian qiu bin ba. An dan dan yu de ma xie zhe kuan de ani le da ge xie ge ren. Dan le number me de kuan su ko sa ren. Ko sa da te ni xie ya ma ren. Ali chura ni pe ten gu si. An ni de ki xiaqie gare jebu sa jo ma ge se se ni bu gu yin du xin ni xiaqie bu gu yin du xia lang xie ni san ji ge zun zhu dao ya lang ni ta ti nya yin yo yin ani bu ge ani xiaqie zun zhu gare xie ta se ji ge ma ge pe se ge zun chang ma le se chang zhe ni ta bu gu yin bu de san ji ti ni yo de ku ni ta qi de yo zhe ta ta de zhe lian de dang wo shen de yin du xin de ba dai na ma se
The example we also find in Lamrim is this, that once upon a time in India, this was at the time when Shakyamuni Buddha was alive in India, and there was an Indian king by the name of King Sakya, of course, which is the Tibetan translation of the Indian name, and I don't know the Sanskrit name, and does it matter to you? Probably not. Anyway, it's Indian king. So he was basically destroying the whole Shakya clan. Shakya is like a tribe of a clan, and Buddha belonged to that tribe. So he was killing a lot of Shakya, people. And Ananda could not bear seeing that. And Ananda requested Buddha. He said, "Can't you do something now? Protect." The members of the Shakya tribe that you belong to. And Buddha said, just Ananda, understand, they need to own their karma, meaning that they created the karma before and the karma has brought its ripening result now and nobody can change that. So you have to be responsible for your karmic action. They need to own their karma. That's what it said. And then just to convince Ananda, what Buddha did was he picked up two kids from Shakya tribe, from the community, and he kept them near by himself, Buddha. So when the King Saljal, he basically, wiped out the whole, that community of Shakya people, when they were all killed, later what happened was these two Shakya kids nearby Buddha also were found dead. So basically Buddha was showing really to, literally showing, not only talking about this, showing to Ananda, this is what is happens with karma. When you have created the karma, you pay for it.
Late number mean by Yundu Sane and Tatele Sukanga Tap, me, Nami de number mean Tati, what till a Gaza Sheta, Sanji in a number three, I could tell the nation, your history. So the Le Maje Patam, Kase, Le Maje Patam.
So basically the story I just told you, or the example I gave you from the Lamrim, this illustrates actually, as a matter of fact, the second definitive aspect of karma, which is if you have created and accumulated karma, they simply do not go waste. In other words, if we create and accumulate karma, generally speaking, bring their results. They don't get outdated. There is no expiration date on this one, so basically Buddha is telling Ananda, once anybody has created karma, because karma is not a fixed entity, you can change karma, both good and bad. But once a karma has brought its results upon oneself, which is we call ripening of the karma, once the karma has ripened, the fruit is right in front of your eyes or nose, then nobody can change that, including Buddha. Nobody has a power to change the course of karma now. It is too late. The result is right here, and you gotta pay for it. And that was the example Buddha gave to illustrate this very point.
Ta le maje patar me thep petel ta ngara zun ba khe tik ja thong du was kare esna mota chik nam ta me mang po chi na ne khaki pe shit cha ne khaki pe shon cha san me ha shen de end but ne ta ta zun de mang po thong du was te thong ba de sa yum de ne me mang po shi chen chik ba shi shon ba yin na ne khaki pe na ba san me ha shen de ge do ten zong cha ma lu ta le maje ko le ma sa yin ta ti de ba de ma thep ba res
I think we can find plenty of examples, to illustrate the first definitive major aspect of karma, which is if we do not create certain karma, we will not experience their results. And the examples can be, we can understand like, there could be a big, could be an earthquake, which destroys many homes and many people lose lives. But then many people in the same situation, they come out unharmed, their life is just fine. Why didn't they get killed like the other people in the same situation? It's just because they did not create karma to die in that kind of particular situation. I'll take another example. So you're driving, you're carpooling, and then there is a bad accident, and unfortunately some people in the car get killed, but others, they come out just, their life is not in danger, maybe they get a little hurt or not at all. So why this thing happens? Riding in the same car, in the same accident, some get killed, some get hurt, some don't get. This is because of differences in the fact that those who didn't get hurt, they did not create a karma to get hurt in this particular situation. And those who got hurt, those who got killed, is because of their previous karmic actions.
That's somebody. And they lay nebas. That thing nebas on them. Lay nebas. Rangi lay the sun. And they never told me about Mazuna. That thing. Kebab kebab ini dia nulon, jatuh mampu dia begini aku main drive main apa kita, ah, tu licik sangat orang.
But I also made a definitive statement about another major aspect of karma, which is karmas are certain in that positive karmas definitely or surely bring positive outcomes, negative karmas surely bring negative outcomes. Of course, this is based on the understanding that before good and bad karmas bring the outcomes, if they are not intercepted or interrupted, if they are not counteracted by other agents. For example, say that one has created good karmas, but that karma has not been destroyed by some other factors, then that karma is sure to bring its positive result, no matter how long the time passes by. Maybe many eons pass by, but the karma is sure to bring its result. Now, same thing with negative karma. If the negative karma is not purified through, application of antidotes or through purification practice, no matter how long the time passes by, many eons, thousands of eons, but that negative karma is sure to bring its negative results. So this is what we call the certainty of karmic actions.
No, that thing, the Migiwi late and those members of the Nibiotosis. That gave late members of the correct Zogerson, Rang Jul Kondo, that Kondo Hishim Shabby, the Kondo D. And the rank Julie will be given later, never join.
So what kind of things can, interrupt positive karmics bringing their positive results? In other words, the question we need to ask is, if karmas are sure to bring their results, then, could anything else can intercept between the karma and their results? The answer is yes. If we have created positive karmas, although they are sure to bring positive results no matter how long time goes by, but should we get angry, that anger will destroy our positive karmic actions, which means now the anger interrupted the positive karmas. Therefore, the positive karmas we created cannot bring any positive results because they got destroyed by the anger or some other delusion. See, in the case of negative karmic actions, although they are sure to bring negative results, but if in the meantime we practice purification of negative karmas, we apply antidotes to counteract negative karmas, then these negative karmas could be intercepted, that they do not have to, or they will not bring their negative outcomes. So that is an exceptional case. Other than that, if we do not do anything, we don't do purification practice, we don't get mad or angry or delusional, then the positive and negative karmic actions that we create and accumulate will definitely bring their positive and negative outcomes. As it is stated in a Buddhist literature, that even if one has accumulated positive karma or merit for a thousand eons, that it could be destroyed by a moment of anger. So if you ask what is the mechanism by which good and bad karmic actions could even take long time to bring their results, and how do we account for that? There's so much time left sometimes between the karmas and their fruition. Well, here we need to understand that when both the karmic actions, they have to complete a certain point of time. Let's say if you want to kill someone and you killed someone yesterday, your action of killing was complete yesterday. It doesn't go indefinitely. You know, yes, you killed someone and that's it. That was yesterday. But what happens is that the negative imprint of that killing, it is deposited on your mind. So although the action was done yesterday, but you are still carrying the imprint, the predisposition of that killing in your mind today. And then for a long time. As great Indian master Acharya Chandrakirti states clearly in one of his works, and Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, basically he says that it is seen that in some cases, although they have done the actions, karmas, long time ago, eons and eons before, but then now they have to experience the results of their karmas. And so what that basically means is that, it's provided that karmas are not counteracted by some other agents, as I explained before, then good and bad karmas will definitely bring the results no matter how long. So now the question we ask is, okay, when we do good and bad actions, karmas, right? And the actions must complete a certain point of time, as I just explained to you. But then where do we leave the imprints of our good and bad karmic actions? Do we leave them on our body? Or where do we leave them? While we do not leave the imprints of our good and bad karmic actions on our body or on some matter, but they are deposited on our own mind. So mind carries the imprints of positive and negative karmas that we do and accumulate. But now the question is, what kind of a mind? According to Sevatantika Madhyamika school. There is Madhyamika is a middle way school. It has two sub schools. One is called Sevatantika Madhyamika school. Because they assert there is a state of mind called storehouse consciousness, or the mind basis of all, Kunshi in Tibetan. So it is on this Kunshi, the mind basis of all, we deposit the imprints of our good and bad karmas. According to Prasangika Madhyamika school, the other sub-school of the middle way, it is simply on our mental consciousness that we deposit the imprints of our karmic actions.
That the ling ever do it. That ling ever. That lay pictures, that yivatere. And this such a yin, this yibute any Sangitam did don't come on your wrist. Just that lay pictures said. That is something with this.
So Buddha made full definitive statements about law of karmic action and its results. And we briefly discussed three of them already. One, I just run through the list. We do not experience the results of karmas that we don't create and accumulate. Two, whatever karmas we have created and accumulated, they simply do not go waste. Three, there's the certainty of karmic actions, meaning positive karmic actions will surely bring positive results and negative karmic actions will surely bring negative results. They don't get confused, somewhere along the way. Number four, major aspect of the karma is the increasing nature of karma.
That thing, give me giving a chigwaris. Me give me chigwaris, give me a co, you pay it.
So all these four definitive statements of karma, they apply to both positive and negative karmic actions. Now the fourth one is increasing nature of karma. This also applies to both positive and negative karma, meaning that once we create a karma, whether positive or negative, good or bad, if we do not counteract it with some other practice or antidotes, this karma, it keeps on increasing as if it increases.
Pena, pena, shingina. There is any that buti sebe, na sani buti sebe that chalu. Ani di tele ani ye tele ani tini aje tini ani kudu tini je ta Jesus karse Jesus.
So what does increasing negative karma mean in a sort of a, if we can try to put it in a statistical sense here, it keeps on multiplying here. That is, let's say if we have killed an insect today, now that's one insect we killed today. So tomorrow, provided that we have not purified this karma or counteracted this karma, tomorrow this karma has multiplied into two. It is as if we killed two insects. Then, the next day, if we have not purified the karma by then, it becomes as if we have killed four insects. You see, two to four, four to eight, eight to 16, 16 to 32, and you just do the math. So that's what we call increasing nature of karma. That applies to both good and bad karma.
So the Tao, me give you some to rest, that give you some to rest. Drupena, and man lifting them, sitting down, and then show some pinches down the wood and them being that drink it is a sunny child. The nation is a pegging worries.
Now the same process applies to, as I have been emphasizing here, applies to both good and bad karmas. So just to give an example of good karma here, say today we recited one Om Mani Padme Hum, the six syllable mantra of Hari Avalokiteshvara. For simple reason we say it's called Mani Mantra, it's not money, as Om Mani Padme Hum. So we recited one time today. And provided that this good karma is not destroyed by anger or some other delusions, then tomorrow You see, we sort of, like, we earn, you know, interest on this one. So tomorrow is as if we recited it two times. Then the next day, four. So it's like 2 to 4, 4 to 8, 8 to 16, 16 to 32, and so on. See? So it keeps on, we're earning sort of a more merit on top of, you know, reciting that mantra once.
No, that's the legal seven times.
When it comes to the subtleties of law of karma, it is the exclusive domain knowledge of Buddha's enlightened beings. By that, what we mean is that even highly realized arahats, or the Aryas, the transcendental beings, and those who are liberated from samsara, even they do not understand or they cannot explain, you know, the every subtlety of law of karma. It's only Buddha, omniscient mind, that can do that.
So, Nyintir dhajyam bata ranja dhajyam bata yuwaris. Te ane marikpa chag yuwaris. Yina nyumonji si marikpa maris.
So in the minds of even highly realized the arahats or the arahants, arahat is Sanskrit, arahant is Pali, in case somebody thinks I'm saying two things, you know, differently. Those who have, by definition, in my footnote, those who are completely liberated from samsara, even such realized evolved beings, they do not understand and they cannot explain every subtlety of karma and every quality of an enlightened being. So that means they don't know something. There are things they don't know. So that part of that they don't know is ignorance. But it is not, technically speaking, what we call delusion. It is not a delusional ignorance. It's not a deluded ignorance, but it is a different kind of ignorance.
So
therefore, I mean, their knowledge, even arahats or arahants' knowledge, is not comparable to that of an enlightened being's knowledge. So enlightened being knows about the subtleties of karma and every phenomenon that exists in a universe. And so we need to, I mean, understand such differences, and we need to, I should say, pay attention to them.
That thing, the young is.
No, sir.
That thing, the young is.
And we will stop there today.
That can see the calling the nani, Matapata, Le Junde, Mando Gomsi at Ali, Tambuchi, Junzig and a Chachi Chick Nusinta, Dingibutting, Kasan Nima de Matava Gomsi here, Tanda Lindy, Santo and the Cabreta, the Yula Mambo, you are a tate, my remembering the younger was.
So we are in some way really going into some details, you know, based on Great Domtamba's response to the two cousins. And last week we talked about, first thing he said, you know, they must meditate many times on death and impermanence and law of karmic action and its results. So last week I briefly explained kind of like, you know, we unpack the answer. What does it mean, meditating on death and impermanence? And so last week I talked about that. Now today we unpack, what does it mean to meditate on law of karmic action and results? And so we will do the same thing with the other parts of the answer of Domtamba.
No, no. That thing, thank you for what you do, thank you for what you do.
No.
President Lee, what is it? Lee Holly? Lee Holloway. Lee Holloway. That thing, any, me gang go to Takura, Tonga.
No.
And did any, Kura pay, hope to go Domanda.
No.
And they take Kura, give me the Karase, Name. Nome Holly. Nome Holly. 어그고 답답해 그래서 그런 교가들 탐정도 좀 전에 뭐라한테 지시해도 왔다 그래서 한 작신도 그래서 띵이 됐다 코싱킹 다 마싱이 된니 아니 인가를 다 그래서 그래 싱킹이 안에 때 쇼시마테 쇼에 몰려야다 아니 마싱이 되냐 아니 되기 네가 그 바치시야다 아니 다 아니 세롱 보이면다 텐덱상 동스
So you, we have this prayer request for the two names Kesala, you know, just said, and I think it's a prayer request for a couple, and I think the husband died, and all of a sudden, and that must have shocked the wife, and so she is in complete distress, and so we pray for a good rebirth. For the you know, husband who passed away, and we pray for you know gaining the you know how to say peace of mind for the survivals.
Anas, shadong gole zebe jabo tomo shendo kaba zombe zombe.
Kanjedo kaba mande zelo zelo bono.
Zombe zere zana chatse no omane beme omane beme omane beme omane beme omane beme omane
beme
omane beme omane beme omane beme omane beme omane beme Omane be mo, 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 omane
be mo,
omane be mo, omane be mo, omane be mo, omane be mo,
omane
be mo, omane be mo, omane be mo, omane be mo, omane be mo, omane be Sanji Temporum, but that you didn't never show. Only Temazi within Shiba, Jawigin of Chepe, Tinzi Shiba Taman, Jacuzi Chapi Temper, the two Ginders than Babylon to Yomaku. Only two drinking show of Homan, the Kindi Shavan, and he sent them to Baku. And the teaching come dead and Yendo, Munshi, because Sota the Hini, Tinzi Sota, and Babylon to Yomaku.
So we send our prayers for two of them and others in the similar conditions, situations. And as you heard, that the wife, you know, she had heart attack, and may she recover from that and gain her peace of mind. And with that, you know, whatever merit we have accumulated together today, we dedicate it for the flourishing of Dharma, the source of happiness and benefits throughout the universe. May His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all other great holy beings live long and be successful in fulfilling their visions, benefiting sentient beings. May spiritual communities throughout the world and spiritual practitioners from all traditions remain healthy, harmonious, and be successful in fulfilling their spiritual aspirations. May this and other world environments be free of all kinds of pains and problems, and beings find peace, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality.
Brna magi sinji tamjiji, dini sinji walipchoni, sinji kumparumbu kitabi jirchiji.
In short, we dedicate our collective merit for all kind mother sentient beings to be free from the fears and dangers of two types of mental obscuration, and may we all reach complete enlightened state quickly.
Yeah. Kyeba nyaba mekata Kone kondo pevar Sho kare rave kurve Kinkan tere Peda deva malu jumene Kere zewa tenje jaso ye Kyebe sinti badu tenjo Enje sanje Beje shuje Meto chamre Rone je nye nye bade Sanje jendo mede bevayi Rokwe nanda jima shubrai sho Idam guru rada manje lakwe niyanda yame
Bueno,
no,
¿quién dirá?
No, sí.
Thank you.
No, no, no.